Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with Heather Libby from the Knoxville Library to talk about the deadline to receive the economic stimulus payments. First of all, the Knoxville Library is available as a place for help if you're still looking for your economic stimulus payment. First of all, I guess just tell folks about what the library has to offer.
Thanks for reaching out today. The library has been tasked by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau with being an organization that can help people learn about their chance to still get their economic impact payment, or what we probably all know as the stimulus check. So most Americans, adults, are eligible for a $1,200 economic impact payment. Many are also eligible to receive a $500 credit for children. Most of us probably received these earlier in the spring, possibly the summer. You may think that you don't have the opportunity anymore to get your stimulus check, but deadlines have been extended. And there are a few tools that are available through the IRS.gov website where you can either go to see where your payment is. Maybe you thought you should have already received your stimulus check and you're worried that it was lost in the mail. For example, a lot of people received in the mail a plain white card that was a preloaded debit card that they could use, and it kind of looked like junk mail, so it might have accidentally been thrown out. And so if you're worried that that happened to you, all is not lost. You could actually still go see if one was issued to you. And if it was lost, you can take a few steps to get a new one reissued to you. Or maybe you don't file taxes typically, and so you think that you're not eligible. But non-filers can still get their $1,200 payment if they go to IRS.gov by the 15th of October and use the non-filers tool. If you're just a little late filing your taxes, you can also still file your taxes, and then hopefully you would be receiving your check relatively soon. The library has computers and internet available for you to come in and investigate whether or not you can still get your stimulus check. If you do come in, you're going to need to bring with you some information. You're going to need your Social Security number. You're going to need a mailing address or your bank information. Bank information is ideal because that's the fastest way to get money. But if you don't have direct deposit or anything like that set up, okay, they can mail a check. It just might take a while for it to get to you. Ideally, if you can bring somebody to help you, that'd be great. But librarians are available to kind of guide you to the right place, help you along the way if you get stuck. We're not able to complete the applications for you because this involves a lot of personal sensitive information, but we're going to help you through the process as much as we can.
All right, and I understand that there's a couple of different deadlines that are coming up that may be a little bit confusing. Tell folks what they need to know about those.
It is a little confusing. So for most people, October 15th is the deadline that you want to keep in mind to try to see if you can still get a $1,200 stimulus check. There's another one coming up really soon, September 30th, and that is for people who did not originally receive the $500 payment for eligible children. And this one, it seems as though this is for just certain federal benefit recipients. So let me see. So if you receive Social Security retirement, survivor disability benefits, SSI, railroad retirement benefits, or VA compensation, you might have to act a little more quickly to get that $500 payment for children. There was, I believe, a glitch in the system, so some dependent children weren't counted initially. Now, you want to act as soon as you can. If for some reason you're not able to make that or you're not sure, there are a number of help options online and phone numbers that the IRS and Social Security Administration they list. And also, if you don't get it right away this year, if you file your taxes, you can get a credit for next year. So it's not necessarily lost. We're open Monday through Friday. We're not right now open on the weekends. Tuesday and Thursday nights, we're open until 8. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're open 10 to 5. You can call the library at 641-828-0585, or just stop in during business hours. And if you have specific questions about how to use these tools that the IRS is offering, it's probably best that you come in person, and we can help you there.
All right. Well, is there anything else?
I suppose another thing, this is on the flyer that we sent, but some people might be a little bit worried. You know, maybe they think that because they don't normally file taxes, they can't get it. And they might be a little bit worried that this is taxable income and they have to pay it back. That's not true. Or they might be worried that it would, getting this extra money would affect their benefit status. And it doesn't impact benefits. It doesn't impact immigration status. If you don't owe any taxes, there's no late filing penalty. So it's a fairly low risk to even just kind of investigate whether or not you can still get a payment. And then in the meantime, we'll just, fingers crossed, hope that there won't be a second one coming. But this is all for the first economic stimulus package that was passed this spring.
Thanks to Heather Libby with the Knoxville Library for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of today's interview or would like to listen to past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcasts.